The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
The Tuesday.
Enough crab feast for that ass.
I could have kept going. I don't know what
we
happened.
You came in late. That's
I came
why.
In late. I did. I came
Come
in
on,
late.
Man.
Great touching pitches with Jay Larson.
Always nice to touch pitches with you, Mr. Sickle. Sickle Cell Day. What's up, everybody? Jay Larson here, jaylarsoncomedy.com. The new and improved jaylarsoncomedy.com. You've been over to check it out?
I haven't.
Woo!
I've been waiting for You've been telling me for a year you're going to redo that website. Is it done now?
It's done.
I was waiting for it's almost done.
It's got everything on. I got everything on there. I got a bunch of videos. If you haven't seen them, like some shorts, I'm going to be putting up shorts every week. I'm going to be active with it, you guys. So check out Jay Larson Comedy. You can also check me out, Jay Larson Comedy, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. You know what I mean? You know I'm out there. You know I'm pinning shit, man. I haven't pinned anything in a long time. A couple things to promote. Next week, I'll be at the San Francisco Punchline, the 25th to 28th. I'll also be on Carson Daly, the 25th. Really, it airs the morning of the 26th, but just set your DVR. You can check that out. And then way down the road here, the end of May, I'll be at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta. And then the first week in June, I'll be at Comics at Foxwoods Casinos in Connecticut. So come on out. Sickle Cell, talk to me.
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, RyanSickler.com. You can head to my website for some in-town dates. I have an opportunity actually to do two benefits, one in Rochester, Minnesota, and one in St. Louis. And I'm curious how many feasters, if I got there a day early and wanted to do a show, just curious, email us at thecrabfeast.com and let me know.
People love having you come out to do benefits,
we could do some,
man.
We could do some pre-sale stuff. Yeah, they do like me to do benefits. And I would come out, and if we could hit the number, then I'll come do a show. South by Southwest was yesterday. We were pre-recording this intro, so we will tell you all about that next week, but super stoked to be down there. Crabfeast.com, check out the merch. We have lowered all our prices on almost everything, actually.
Act now!
Yeah, and those orders, those prices still include free domestic shipping, so get over there. The Red Tuesday shirts are on sale the month of March for $20. There's a new poster. Amazon, premium apps, you guys are knocking it all out. Facebook fan page, a lot more fans.
And you know what,
I love seeing it.
For a lot of these things, if you just go to the website, you can go to the Amazon link. I hope you guys all that use Amazon have that, just have that up in your little bar, so it just clicks through our page. It'd be a fantastic bookmark it. Thank you, Ryan. Mm-hmm. Great way to support the Crab Feast.
Reddit community, God, I'm going to steady give you shout
Sickle
out.
Sickle Cells on the Reddit page,
yeah,
baby.
Man. I love seeing you guys out there. iTunes page, still 5-star reviews keep coming in. Love it. All Things Comedy, you can listen to us on the website there. Through SoundCloud, you can catch us on Stitcher. There is one other place.
We are Zune. Heartache to heartache, we Zune. And if you have a Zune, I'm sure you've had some heartache.
Love is about a Zune field, I guess. That was nice. Cameron Hughes Wine, guys. Back again on the Crab Feast. Cameron Hughes, if you don't know, they buy their wine from high-end wineries, not the cheap stuff, the needle in the haystack. They sell it direct, and by eliminating the middleman, 50 to 80% off the price. They've been doing it for 10 years. We love it. It's high-end wine at great prices. We definitely recommend it. Award-winning, I should say. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, I tell you every week, Forbes, wine enthusiast, all written about them. Prices are legit. You can try a $50 or $100 bottle for a fraction of the cost. The average bottle of a Cameron Hughes wine is $15. And Crab Feast fans get a special offer. Free shipping on three bottles or more. That's a great deal. Don't waste your time or money going to the grocery store. This wine is way better and costs less. The only way to get that free shipping on your wine order is to go to chwine.com, click on the microphone in the upper left corner, enter our code CRABFEAST. Save a ton of money on shipping. Get fantastic wine delivered right to you. It's a no-brainer. That's chwine.com. Go to the microphone in the upper left corner and enter Crab Feast.
Get on there now. You know, spring's coming. Nice to have a couple whites laying around the house for that nice day in the backyard. Maybe get a little cheese plate together with your lady. Ooh.
We just ordered three ourselves, yeah.
There
so
you
we got
go.
Some day and some night wine.
If you're sickle's case, take it out on the porch. Take it out on the porch right there.
In a solo cup.
What do you like? I was just going to ask. What do you like to drink out of? Sickle cell in a solo
cup. Donna won't let me drink out of a solo cup. It's a wine glass.
Well, I'll tell you. Remember in Sideways when they... you've seen Sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my... I love that movie. When he finally opens up
they do
up
a
that,
tour, you know, a Sideways tour. You can go to the everywhere they went in the movie.
I love that you know that. Mm-hmm. But remember when he goes to that burger joint and he brings that, like... 1956 bottle of wine he's drinking out of a paper cup.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the cup is. It just matters what the wine is, and Cameron Hughes is doing it right. I'll tell you who else is doing it right is Vegas.com. They're back again. Another great time to get out there. March Madness is about to happen, baby. Your boy Maryland, they're in the top 10.
My boy Maryland. Yeah, the whole man, state and team and everything. My boy.
That's all your boy, man. Anyway, go out there, root for your favorite team. Spring break's happening, March Madness. You can go out there for NASCAR events if that's what you're into. And hey, some people get it, and you... go watch it and experience it. But no better place to do it in Vegas, sitting in a sports book lounge, watching on TV while you sip back a pina colada, I'll tell you that. But where are you going to get the best rates? Vegas.com. $84 at the Bellagio, done. $56 off at the Luxor, done. Listen, the bottom line is Vegas.com, the people that are working there are in Vegas. They know these people. It's stupid why I have to keep telling you guys this, but here's our deal. I mean, it really is. It's amazing.
Haven't you heard them yet?
Think about it. Think about when you call like anywhere.
We called
you get transferred
in Austin
somewhere
when we went,
else.
Yeah.
You know, you get somewhere else. Anyway, go to Vegas.com right now. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Enter our code CRABFEAST to receive an extra 10% off everything except air and hotel packages. 10% off already. There's already discounts, and then you're going to get 10% off of that. Vegas.com. Click on the microphone and get your bonus savings by using secret code CRABFEAST. Book it today.
Boom.
And last but certainly not least, you guys, a new sponsor of the Crab Feast, Sattva Mattresses. Sattva is the only online luxury mattress brand that designs, manufactures, and installs across America. Their Innerspring Euro top model is the highest rated mattress on Google. That's saying something. I'll tell you
that
now.
That is seriously a big deal. Think about that.
Since they have no physical retail stores, they're able to offer our premium mattress at a fraction of the price without any of the industry markup. That's good marketing, Sickler.
It's huge and saves you a lot of money. And they're launching a new brand, Lumen Leaf, right now at South by Southwest. If you're down there, go by and check them out. They've partnered up with A&E and their hit show, Bates Motel. The Bates Motel is actually open for business. You can stop by and enter your name for a chance to stay the night at the Bates Motel during South by Southwest and for a chance to win a Lumen Leaf mattress. That's pretty awesome.
I think that's fantastically awesome. Lumen Leaf is the perfect premium memory foam mattress made with the highest quality plant-based foam sourced in the United States. There is a high standard of eco-responsibility in this mattress. It has a proprietary cooling gel that is designed to expel heat and a cover of plush organic cotton. Let me tell you this. I'm sleeping on a bed right now that every time I wake up about 2 hours, I'm soaking wet because I'm hot coming off that mattress. I can't stand a hot mattress.
If you're going to spend good money on something,
Spend it on a mattress. Combined with the plant-based foam, the Lumen Leaf is a healthier memory foam mattress that keeps cool all night. You're getting a $4,000 Tempur-Pedic mattress for half the price.
Half the price. Like Sattva, Lumen Leaf offers delivery with courtesy installation and takeaway. They install your mattress in your room. They take away the trash, even take away your old bed if you want. And you can try their 75-day trial hassle-free. You can follow Lumen Leaf at Lumen Leaf on Twitter, LOOMANDLEAF, and Facebook to find out more how to win a foam mattress at South by Southwest, and check them out at lumenleaf.com. That's LOOMANDLEAF.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited to have them back. Been trying to make it happen for a while. Please welcome back to the Crab Feast, Mr. Brad Williams.
Brad Williams, welcome back to the Crab Feast, Brad.
Thank you guys so much for having me back.
And, thank you for being here.
And thank you to your listeners that literally to this day still come up to me and say, hashtag Brad prays for pussy. To this day. And to update people on that story, I'll just briefly do it. I lost my virginity to a Christian girl who made me sit and pray with her right before we had sex.
That's right. We pray.
That's right. We pray.
And at that point, you would have done anything.
We pray for sex.
Oh, my God. He would have done anything. He would have, like...
It's going in.
You want me? You want to baptize me? You can baptize me if you want.
Girl, no, hail Hitler, girl.
We're just going to pray.
Hail.
We're just going to pray.
I think that's called a bukkake, when you just baptize via sex. So your listeners are awesome.
Feast of Nation,
and they're so dedicated. Yeah. So I am absolutely happy to be back. Happy to be back.
Have your prayers been answered?
Oh, yeah, I've had so much more sex.
There you go. That's all I wanted.
Dude, I just discovered this app, and this is how you know that I was living in San Francisco for a while, because now I talk about apps all the time.
Apps all the time.
Yeah, you know, I got my startup. It's doing. There's this app.
How is your startup doing?
Oh, it's doing fantastic.
Yeah,
it's going gangbusters. I'm losing thousands a week. There's this app. You guys all know
Tinder. It's an app, so how you lose cash.
Yeah.
That's what it is, an app to lose money.
You guys all know Tinder.
Yes.
Right. I've never been on it either,
but I know absolutely what it is.
I know, it's like a hookup site.
Sure. Well, now there's an app called Thrinder.
Yeah, I know about that.
Which
threesome
is for threesomes.
Yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, that's real. Thrinder.
Yeah. People looking for threesomes?
Yes.
App's not great.
A lot of bugs. Shit.
But the site, the ideas.
But man, the idea, the concept.
Very buggy app.
Thrinder.
Well, I was up.
Proud sponsor of the Crab Feast.
Yeah,
Thrinder.
I was living in San Francisco, and it worked for me. So
wow.
Go Thrinder.
Shut up.
Hold
really?
On, hold on, hold on.
Go Thrinder.
Hold on.
Yeah. That's right. Go Thrinder.
I'm going to make a note of
go
Thrinder.
And
your prayers.
Talk about what?
Thrinder.
Talk about what?
Thrinder.
God, if you could please just let me be able to get some ass over the internet.
Bam.
You have one new message. All right. Before we get back on to Thrinder, why don't you let everyone know where they can find you on social media?
Sure.
Plug away, Brad Williams.
I will
please.
Plug away. Which is also something that you could say as your first message on Thrinder. I will plug away. You can find me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. You can find me on Instagram at Brad Williams Comic. BradWilliamsComedy.com is my website. Upcoming tour dates are coming out for this lovely St. Patrick's Day themed episode.
Not planned.
You assholes. Having the midget on for St. Patrick's Day, you
accent.
Son of a bitch.
Happy accent.
So what? So,
same. I saw a rainbow today. I was like, God damn it.
So for Cinco de Mayo, you're going to have Felipe Esparza on.
We're going to try, man. We're trying to get him, man.
You son of a bitch. I'm trying to think of other holidays that could correspond with other comics.
We had Owen Smith.
We had Owen Smith from Black History Month, man.
Oh, shit. Gotta have that.
All accidental, man.
Yeah, you're gonna have Larry Omaha on Thanksgiving.
What?
You guys don't know Larry Omaha?
I do. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, I was trying to think of the only Native American comic that exists. So, yeah. March. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Arshfear told me to say the city first, so then they pay attention. Omaha, Nebraska. I'm coming to the Funny Bone March 19th through the 22nd. Hartford, Connecticut. I'll be at the Funny Bone March 26th through the 29th. And then Seattle. I'm coming to the Parlor on April 9th. A one-nighter. Just one night. Flying in, doing my shit, flying out. Catch a Mariners game. Why not?
Tight.
I've performed with Brad. I'm sure you have too. And I'll say... It's a must see.
It is a must see. It's an event.
When we did that casino, I was floored. I'm like, holy shit.
That casino way out in buttfuck nowhere?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. We did this casino. Do you remember what Oroville, California.
Oroville, nice memory.
Yeah.
Oh, where the Redenbachers are from.
What the? They're everywhere.
What the shit, Wikipedia?
It started, man.
Oh, my God, Sickler. Wait, is that real or are you just making that up?
That's Oroville Redenbacher, man. It's a popcorn. I don't know what Oroville they're from. Okay.
It's no coincidence, but
Oroville, get out of here, man.
Get your ass there. Bring some butter popcorn.
Bring that caramel corn, man.
Yeah, man. Oroville, California. And, here's how you get to Oroville. Drive to buttfuck Egypt, and then you still got 2 hours to go.
Yeah, it was the middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere. And then they got this casino that people just show up at, and you're like... And
yeah, that's what I wanted to say. I've done plenty of casino gigs. What was it? Was it just all the degenerates and...
No, this was like comedy night at the casino that people come in for. You know what I mean? It was like in a huge room.
But in their club shirts and stuff, right? Like that weird shit where they dress up like they're going dancing after, right?
It was one of the best... casino gigs in that I think people were there for comedy. I've done other ones that are like in the room that there are still slots in.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's what I'm talking
about. And then
about.
The guy says to me,
"Hey, over here, $13."
You're like $13? You're gonna it's
penny
slots, man.
Penny slots.
I will pay you $13 to shut that machine
thank
off.
You're so my
joke. Christ, I got it on me, dude.
We'll be on time. Oh my God. But I remember I don't know what you did, but I turned that into a weekend, man.
Yeah, you had some chick with you?
Yeah, I had a girl with me, and we went to this
Did you bring
place.
That girl? Or
yes.
Did, okay.
Oh, you don't meet that's what in Oroville?
No.
I had to ask.
You don't go to... You bring... If you're like okay, you go to Miami single. You don't bring anyone to Miami. When you're going to Oroville, you're importing.
Yeah.
You're just like... No, I'm not going to try the local fare. It's like you bring your own water to Mexico. You don't want to try the local stuff. So there's this. I found this cavern that is near Oroville. It's like about
cavern?
An hour out. Yeah, it's like a cave. It's and that's what a cavern is. That's stupid.
I didn't know what a cavern. I've never even heard that.
Cavern, giant hole in the ground. Let me go through my thesaurus. They got to think of anything else.
It's a boulder, man. It's like a really big-ass rock.
Giant pit. And you spelunk in this cavern. And so you, like, for those who don't know what spelunking is, I know it sounds like a porn term, but yeah.
Set off a thrender? We're coming back to that.
So you hook, like, you get... ropes and stuff, and you hook yourself in, and then you go down, right, in this giant cave. But you're
so wait a minute,
but you're dangling.
Do you have it set up there where you go and you pay and you do it, or did you bring all the gear? Okay.
Oh no, I'm not like going.
I don't know. You guys make it a weekend,
fucking mini Indiana.
He's got
Jones.
A pickup truck out there with fucking gear in the back.
I'm not doing those things. I was trying to think what the name.
You know they got a lot of great caving out here. You know that, right? I'm staying Saturday and Sunday.
Pretty sure Oroville is the caving district.
Huge caving community. They got a great show at the bottom of one of those caverns. Man.
Yeah,
open mic.
They do a fucking one-nighter.
Acoustics are amazing.
Incredible.
You go and you pay, and they have the gear, and you go down into this cave. And, like, at first it was really, like, tight spaces, and you're crawling around.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it opens up. And when I say opens up, I mean you go over a ledge, and now all of a sudden you're dangling 500 feet.
Whoa.
In the air. And the only thing that's holding you up is this rope.
Do they just keep giving you slack and stuff, or how does that work?
You do it like you do it yourself.
Okay, I got
the
it.
The rope is already going down to the ground. You're letting yourself go at
and you can't see
speed.
The bottom, right?
No, you can't even see the bottom. It's
like you could fall into Earth's core.
Yeah,
you really don't know. You
right.
could
yeah,
melt
yeah.
before you got there, but you could.
Wait, so did you go all the way down?
I went all the way down.
You did?
All
you,
the way.
You touched bottom.
I was fucking terrified.
Yeah, weren't you scared of bats and shit like flying on you?
Then I'm 4'4", so a bat comes at me. He's thinking like, ooh, breakfast.
Wait, we can fly off with that one, man. We can fly off with
Adam. Yeah. Go get him. Go get him.
He can pick me
get
up.
Get him by the shoulder. Was your girl with you? She went down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, she went down there too. And she was like, I don't know what she had done in her previous life or earlier. She was pro.
She
like
moving.
She was just
was this her idea or yours?
Mine. Like I looked it up and I thought like, well, there's something weird in that area. You can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Why not? So yeah, we
it's meth or caving.
Right.
We're gonna
or popcorn.
We're popcorn.
Don't
we're,
get
or popcorn.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. We tried the meth.
We're going to spelunk.
Yeah, we're going to try spelunking. So yeah, I've now been spelunking.
But when you get down there, is there any, like, is there water you can swim in or something? Or
no, it's just rock, and then you walk up a lot of stairs and go back up.
I went spelunking one time, okay. But it's not really spelunking. We're in Hawaii, and there was this huge...
She just had a big vagina.
Yeah, or just dug a deep hole.
It's just massive. It's just a huge cave, and okay. You walk all the way, like, you walk deep.
Yeah.
And one of the funniest bits I've ever seen in my life, there was a dude that was deep in the cave, like, deep.
Yeah.
And anytime anyone got close, he'd be like, hey, doing crazy, like, freaking people out, man. I was losing it. I was scared,
yeah.
But I was just like, this guy's just brilliant, just sitting in there all day.
Oh, yeah, because it's dark, you can't see Jack, and, like, you don't know if, like, if cave people or crab people are going to come walking out.
Crab people, man.
Yeah, crab people.
Beast Nation, out of the man.
Cave. What's up, crab?
Hey, Clyde, you a regular now?
I mean, like, I was saying that as a South Park reference, totally forgetting that I was on the crab feast.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, you don't know what's down there.
Well, see,
yeah.
I went also, and I won't tell the story again because I've told it before, but we I had the same experience minus the rappelling. We didn't use rope. We
rappelling.
Just went in.
That's the word I was thinking
yeah,
of.
We went in, and but it same thing. I've told the story where I had to climb up the little tunnel, and the dude had to freak out in my face. I went backwards like a moron. Mm-hmm. But when we got over the ledge, it just was cavernous.
Yeah.
It was cavernous. And there was a, I wouldn't call it a pond by any means, but it was a small little.
Could you skip rocks in
lagoon,
it?
Lagoon, maybe. You could skip a rock across it. But see, lagoon. I'm also scared where I won't go. I'm like, I'm not putting my finger in that. You know, I don't know if that's acid, bat piss. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'm skeptical of a lot of shit.
It's probably a natural spring.
Well, like, most of the times when you read it in stories that there was a lagoon, it's like, all right, it looks nice, but some shit's about to happen.
Yeah. Or something lives in it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's a creature from
crab
the Black Lagoon. Yeah, crab people.
Where do crab people live, man? Underwater.
But if you're ever doing one of those things that scares you, it's like, it helps to have...
Someone
like a chick there, so like you don't.
So you're not the only one screaming.
Yeah, but I brought a girl that was like all professional at it.
Just so zipping past.
Yeah, so she's rappelling.
Legs caught. My legs caught, girl.
Hang on, I'm gonna get myself upside down. I'll get it.
How do you get back up?
They have a stairway, and they just walk all the way up.
So you could take them the stairs down?
But that's not fun.
No, I know.
That's not fun. I got stairs.
Someone built a stairway?
Yeah.
How many would you consider? How many floors? 500 feet.
500 feet. It was
a lot.
Long-ass stairway, dude.
God.
You're just sitting there like,
people working out there, man.
Yeah. See,
eyes are burning.
We used to go, like, we would always do stuff. We'd get bored, and we'd have nothing to do on weekends. We'd all go out at, like, 2 in the morning. This is in high school, and we drove, so we could drive. We'd go to old abandoned houses and find them in the middle of fields, and we'd, you know, like, maybe 8 of us creep up together and shit. And
yeah.
To what you were saying, Jason Larson, there would always be one of us. We'd stand just behind everybody, maybe throw a rock and hit that house. And everyone's so on edge. As soon as that there's like scatter and go. It's so fucking funny to me. God. I love that shit.
You want the scariest thing that and it's a very similar situation. Across the street from my house in Fullerton where I grew up, this is like my childhood home, there was a house that there was never a car there. Never a car, never a light on. Nothing. We're like, I'm pretty sure this house is abandoned. So I think it was a junior high. I had a bunch of friends over. I was like, let's go see this abandoned house. Let's go. So we go across the street. And by the way,
it's
across the street from my house. So I'm safe. Yeah. You know, like, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
They'll find your body quick.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we go across the street and we go to the backyard and we try the door and it's open. We're like, oh, shit. And we're like looking around. There's like no furniture. There's nothing in this house. Nothing, barren, and we're going from room to room just trying to check stuff out, and we open this one door that I imagine was a bedroom, and sitting in the middle of the bedroom is a little kid's chair, and in the chair is a Raggedy Ann doll, staring at the
door, and you're looking at it with a flashlight.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck, like. That's
were you guys moving room to room as a group? Were you guys scared and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
so was room one, by the way.
So you're like huddling together because you don't want to get, you know, like, and I swear, that's how a Goosebumps novel started. Like, you know, Goosebumps, the tale of the rogue doll or something. Because that, like, and sure, I went back
Raggedy
there.
Ann's Revenge.
Yeah, and I went back there the next day by myself.
No.
Daytime?
Don't say it.
Still scary.
Doll's gone.
Gone.
No!
Do it!
Doll's gone!
Do it!
I don't know! And now the house is empty.
Chair's gone too?
Chair's gone too.
Crazy thing. House is built in a cavern. Probably some guy down there.
Some goddamn spelunker took that shit.
But how fucking creepy is
that? That's creepy, man.
I don't know what's creepier, the fact that it's gone or the fact that you're like, I'm going to go back by myself.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Well, because once it's in the daytime, the house has a lot of natural light. You know, I use terms like that now.
Dude, great bay window. This guy's
breezeway out back.
It had all that. So I figure, yeah, I'll go check it out. And then
we had a house like that in our neighborhood, but like an old lady lived there. But it was the same deal. Like you, like seeing her would be like seeing like the, you know,
crypt keeper pop up.
Yeah, man.
We used to have it was called Mount Wilson. It's an old abandoned hospital in Maryland for tuberculosis. And then when they cured it, the
TB?
Hospital, TB, when the mm-hmm. hospital just. We used to go into it all the time, and it looks like someone walked in and just went, they cured it! And everybody was like, all right! And they left. Like, that's what it literally looks like. People just dropped
it's over.
Paperwork everywhere, wheelchairs, just shit, all abandoned, left in the
hospital.
Someone
was still on hold, man. Yeah.
So it's like the scene from fucking Wall-E where he calls back, and it's like, you can come back to Earth now! It's good!
That's what it was like. Like, everyone just said, stop working, and they walked out. And it had been abandoned for a while, so we would go down late at night. We would start at this house. Mm-hmm. That was, like, our point of meet. Then we would view the hospital and figure out, all right, we're going to go in this way to it. Well, this house, I don't know if it really was or wasn't, but we convinced ourselves that there were devil worshippers who met there because they had drawn shit with blood. Well, who knows? Could have been red paint. We have flashlights.
Could have been red paint or blood.
Some guy could have had a bad experience in his stomach with a ketchup packet. Who knows?
It's up for interpretation.
It's a German devil, I think.
It's some guy making a mural, some German artist.
So all over this floor, and then candles and beer. And, you know, it could have just been some fucking high school hangout, and they did it to keep people. We don't know.
Sounds like it was a high school hangout.
But that was, or college. But that's what we weren't rolling the dice on it. In our mind, like, every snake's a king cobra. That's just how we treat it.
I know. I love it. And you want to create that. It's the same reason you guys went across the street.
Yeah.
You want to create that.
That heightened
crazy is going on.
Absolutely.
So while we're up on the second floor looking out and figuring out, there's maybe six of us. We're like, all right, we're going to go back here or whatever. We hear a car pull up. We're like, oh, fuck. And it's high school, college kids, whatever, get out. Four or five of them. We're like, holy shit. And we're in the house. And they're coming in. Five.
You were high school kids, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not second graders running away from the junior
high school kids.
Oh, yeah, we're still high school kids.
Assuming some devil worship and high school kids are coming into their house.
Yeah.
So we fucking.
They were freshmen. We were seniors. Whatever.
Sprint. That's probably about right. No, because we drove. Probably sophomores. We quietly sprint down the steps, and we're crawling out, like army style, out and as they're coming in the front. And we get out back. We roll down the hill.
Like
what you're doing?
Rolls?
Like shoulder rolls.
Like we were scared
shoulder
to death.
Rolls, exactly
shoulder
what it
rolls.
Was. That's what it was.
Barrel rolls, not shoulder.
You're
rolls.
Doing like shoulder. You're doing like Catherine Zeta-Jones in Entrapment, like trying to get over laser beams.
Over
like
scared to death because we
doing,
were
like,
convinced
hand
in our heads
and two, that way.
Devil worshippers. So we then get out. We don't get caught. We go into the hospital.
And get caught, he says.
The first fucking, like yours, the first flashlight on anything in that hospital is a long hallway, like down here at All Things Comedy Studio, is if all lights are out and a fucking wheelchair just staring at us and like shit written on the wall. And we were just like, what the fuck? Then my friend breaks off.
We barrel rolled right down the hallway.
He's
man.
That guy. He's the guy that's like, fuck it.
I'm out.
I'm going to get scared myself
because
the payoff scaring them. It's going to be worth it.
We
don't know where he went. He just bailed. We're like, where is he? Where is he? Where'd he go? And he's just gone. And we're like, fuck.
Doesn't he know the first one who leaves always dies?
Fuck, dude. We found out later he had already been in there once before, so he kind of knew what he was doing. But he came.
He got on the intercom, man.
He fucking got under a roof or floor underneath and was pushing ceiling tiles up while we were walking. Dude, when we were deep in at that time, we didn't know how to get out. We were so scared. And then he pops up and scares the fuck out of us and is laughing so hard and then gives us all this little thing. I'm like, what are these? They're toe tags. He went down to the morgue and the toe tags. I'm telling you.
He's psycho. Well, that's a devil worshiper.
That's the guy.
That's the guy you got to look out
on our
for.
Team.
So you're running away from the kids, and meanwhile, you got Damien himself.
Yeah. Dude went by himself to the fucking morgue.
There were no bodies in there.
Who cares?
But old toe tags.
If there's
going
to be any ghosts, they're in the morgue. TV ghosts, man, those guys are bitter.
Dude, no. I just love getting scared. I love that
I
stuff.
Love getting scared. Do you think kids nowadays are doing this stuff? Or do you think like
In cemeteries and shit like that?
I hope so too. Yeah, but I mean, everything you have, everyone's got a. Who's gonna get scared when you have a fucking phone on you and you can do it? You can Google or call or do whatever. I mean,
yeah,
I just don't think so.
There was no 911 dial from your pocket if some shit went down.
No,
out there.
You were fucked.
You were fucked.
That now there's probably some BS.
That's why you barrel
app,
roll,
like,
man? Shoulder
no,
roll.
It's all right, guys. I got the ghost detector app on my phone.
Seriously,
so I can like walk around. It like picks up white noise and shit. And
I'll just drop a pin. Police will be able to find us.
Oh my god,
people! If a ghost was there, he'd be like, "What are you doing here?" Like, I'm meeting someone from Thrinster.
Thrinster.
What's it called?
Thrinder.
Thrinder.
But hold on. We're going to come back to that one second.
I mixed it with Friendster, man.
Is that the scaredest you've ever been? What is the scaredest you've ever been?
The scaredest I've ever been. When my girlfriend at the time called me and said, I'm late.
Really? Are you being serious, though?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But it's all right. Turned out okay. Turned out to be negatory. But yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's probably the scaredest I've ever been. And
I would think hanging over a black abyss from a rope in a cave would be pretty fucking frightening.
Oh, you know what? No, no. The scariest I've ever been happened recently. And this happened in San Francisco when I was up there. I got mugged.
What?
Yeah. But
I hate San Francisco, man.
But there's a story to this. Okay.
So tell everyone first of all what were you doing up in San Francisco?
Okay. I'm born and raised in Orange County. I've been in Southern California my entire life. I got a radio job up in San Francisco doing the morning show on Live 105, which is the rock station up there.
That's their spot.
Yeah, and it was a great gig. They wanted me to try it out. They said, we think you'd be good. So I went up there, lasted 5 months, and said, nope, going back on the road. So, yeah, now I'm back down in Southern California doing comedy. But while I was up there, when the show started, they wanted to try us out like from like 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Was it a new show that you came on?
Brand new show.
Okay.
Brand new show. So it was me, Kevin Klein from the Playboy Morning Show, and this girl, Allie, who was also at a podcast on the Playboy
Network.
Kevin.
Is he still on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still on. He's the main dude. So I got a place that was like 2 blocks away from the radio station because I'm like, fuck it. I want to sleep as late as possible. I'm going to wake up 5 minutes before I have to be there.
Which is what?
So at the time, it was 3:30. I was waking up in the morning to be on air. I'm like, yeah, that was fucking nuts.
And what do you have to be on from what to what?
Well, when we started, it was from 5 to 9, and then we went we moved from 6 to 10. So yeah, 5 to 9. So I'd wake up at like 4:15 because you got to wake up. I would take a shower because that would help me wake up, and then so I'm walking to the radio station one day, and this guy just runs up.
Still dark.
Yeah, still dark out.
People still out.
Right. He's on his way to work. They're on their way home.
Yeah, they're walking back from the bars, and this dude just runs up to me, and he pulls a gun on me. And
what?
And he's like, dude, and he like, give it over. And I don't know what fucking possessed me to do this. Like, I would never advise this to anyone, but I just, I don't know. You guys know Chris D'Elia's bit where he does a bit about how the German accent is the most terrifying accent on the planet. All right, I'm not very good with the German accent, but I can do a hell of a Russian. So
just as scary.
Yeah, pretty much just as scary. So this guy holds a gun at me, and I'm, like I said, I don't advise doing this. But
I'm nervous for you right now.
I know.
Right, because I just look at the guy, I'm like, listen. You can take my wallet right now. You get maybe $50, $60. But if you knew who I knew, you would not be doing this right now.
That's pretty fucking scary. Right?
And this guy's like, and by the way, as I'm doing this, I'm shitting my pants. Like
pissing
like,
yourself.
I'm like, well, this is how I die. But fuck it. Let's go out. Let's go crazy. So like, I say that to him. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, trust me. I know people. And like, I like kind of give him like the Taken speech. Like, if you harm me,
yeah, man, imagine if you gave it to
him? Guys doing the shit from Taken, man.
I'm like, the people.
I love Affleck.
The people I know are really good at what they do, and they will find you, and they will do way worse things to you, my friend.
Oh, my God.
And I say that to him, and he's like, and he just kind of stares at me for a second, and he just turns around and runs away.
Good I'm for like, you.
Oh. And then it's that moment of, oh, shit. Like, oh, I'm such a bitch. Ah. Like, I was so terrified at that moment. And, I don't know what fucking clicked in my head to do that. But I do a bunch of shit like that where, we talked about it the last time I was on the show when it's that fight or flight syndrome. And I'm definitely fight when people, get into a car wreck in front of me. I have to go and I have to help. Or if people say anything, I have to go help. And by the way, I know there's nothing I can do. What the fuck am I going to do to help you if you're in a car wreck? Like, if you drop the ball under the car, okay, maybe I can help out with that.
Did you tell that story on the radio that morning?
That morning I did.
Oh, my God.
My heart was like,
what?
Were you scared that guy was listening and was like, I'm going to get this motherfucker?
Son of a bitch. You know what? I'm actually a fan of the show, man. I'm a big fan of the show, man.
He's waiting outside when I
waiting
can't.
For your ass.
Hey.
Oh, my God. That was absolute most scared I've ever been in my life.
That's scary, yeah.
Because, the guy, and I guarantee you, I can almost guarantee you that the guy's gun probably wasn't loaded. He's probably one of those things where he's doing it just so he can get money. But, fuck, what if it was? Who knows?
Who the fuck knows?
Every gun is loaded. Every snake is a king cobra.
Well, first of all. You should treat every gun as if it's loaded.
Every Absolutely. Person in an abandoned house is probably a teenage devil worshiper.
Teenage.
Get them early.
John, you got to be careful.
That's where you got to get them early.
They're young.
When they're impressionable.
Assume the worst. Hope for the best, my friends.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, so we are now in San Francisco, which let us take us back to Thrinder.
Yes.
Tell us how did you find out about it and how did you use it?
So I'm there and I moved there. I full on moved there and I don't know anyone in San Francisco.
Where were you living? Where were you?
I was in Orange County at a place in Fullerton, California, right next to Anaheim. And then I also had literally it was like a 300 square foot studio apartment in Hollywood that just had a bed in it. Mm-hmm. Just so I can crash when I was up here. So I moved to San Francisco.
Where were you living there?
Right in the financial district.
Oh, okay, right by Punchline.
Yes,
not far.
Literally, yeah. Right next to Punchline.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the area where I was when this guy got me, and then the radio
Transamerica
station
building right there, man.
Yeah, my apartment had a view of it. And Coit Tower.
Coit Tower.
What's up, locals? So I go up there and I don't know anyone, so I'm like trying to meet people. So the first week I was on the radio station, that we did this game on air called Tinder or Grindr. Where I wanted to meet people, so I would flip a coin, and based on what it landed on, I had to either go on Tinder and find a date or Grindr.
Do you know what Grindr is, Jay?
Is that where you just like, listen, I'm not down for banging,
it's
but
basically
I'll
gay.
Grind the shit out of
That's
you.
That's the gay.
Oh, okay.
Grindr is gay.
The dude's Tinder.
I think I was on Grindr in eighth grade.
You probably were.
But because Grindr and the gays have it so much better
in San Francisco.
Everywhere on the Grindr app.
Oh yeah,
because it's just like you list what you're into. You list
there's someone that likes to have their feet shit on 0.6 miles from
exactly.
you right now. You want to meet with that person? It is.
It's
I got new shoes. I'm gonna pay.
I got new shoes. The gays are on point with their dating apps. So I would flip a coin, and based on what it was, I would go on a date that week. So I actually did go out on a Grindr date. Now
I was going to say, you had to have.
Yeah. Now, I let the guy know. I was like, hey, dude.
Right.
Just so you know.
You are fucking ballsy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's like a huge deal, but I mean, that's.
I still text with a guy every now and then.
It is a bit ballsy because it's also a stranger, you know what I mean, that you're meeting off an app, which is just as crazy as everybody else is out there fucking doing.
What'd you tell him? You said, I'm just trying to meet new people?
Yeah, just trying to meet new people. I'm straight. There's no chance in hell.
You tell him it's a radio thing also?
I did tell him it was a radio thing because we had to by law.
Yeah.
Because we're going to possibly get some audio from
him. I heard they were doing a grill in the morning thing over there. That's Jay's old ass radio story.
So you
went on a couple Grindr, hangouts with dudes, whatever.
With dudes. And then
Tinder dates.
And then during the Tinder dates, we're doing that too. And then while we're doing that, a listener calls us up and said, you should send Brad on a Thrinder date. And we're like, what the fuck is that? Thrinder date. And they explained it's Tinder for threesomes. So I go on that one, and
now
this one, he's like, "All right, now I'm all
right. All right, here we go.
All right." So before we get, I just have a question to ask you.
Sure, fire away.
I'm assuming there are also a lot of swingers on there, so it's not just two chicks. It's probably couples mostly.
It's very few
couple heavy.
Yeah, few two chicks. Yeah. Looking for
probably
a single
two
guy.
Dudes will come over and bang out a chick though. If you want, I'm sure that's
absolutely because you can register.
That's a date I went on.
You can register either as a couple and then look for either a guy or a girl, depending on what you're into, and then or you can register as a single and try to hook up with like couples that are doing that
and
like, doing their thing.
Haven't you told us before that chicks with you are almost like a lot of bucket list chicks?
Yes.
Are like, holy shit.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So they're like, and
so you're a fucking Thrinder like miracle.
I'm a gold mine.
Yeah.
No pun intended on St. Patty's Day.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You did it. Damn it. I'm guilty of it, too. So, because if you're on Thrinder, you're probably already open and into some kinky stuff.
Yeah.
So then you see a midget, you're like, fuck, let's knock out three things on the bucket list. Let's make this a triple Lindy.
Fuck.
Done.
If this guy has shit on me, this is going to be...
Yeah, so, and literally, like, the first girl that I see on Thrinder is this Asian girl, and
she attractive?
Yes. And I go like, yes.
What do you? How do you swipe for these?
You swipe up and down,
up and down,
instead of left
Thrinder.
And right. They're completely original. So you swipe up, and then it matches up.
And then you're like, what? We got to find a third now?
Well, yeah. And
so wait, you match up, meaning what? Now your profiles are shared, and she knows what you're into. You know what she's into,
and now we can talk and
like
first
text,
thing,
communicate or whatever. Okay.
And the first thing she says to me is, "Are you the Brad Williams from Loveline?"
Boom!
I'm fucking it.
I'm a therapist. I've been looking for your ass for a few years.
What? You gave some advice. Yeah.
Why are you on Thrinder? Who hurt you?
Totally.
So I go, yes, I am that guy. So
now, are you worried about your celebrity being out there on this or not? Because it's a radio thing. You're not really a deviant doing this anyway.
This gives them more to go back on Loveline.
Sure,
and talk about.
Sure.
Exactly. So
hear that, Loveline?
Oh, best wingman ever. Thank you, Dr. Drew. So we talk and. She at first says to me, like, she's like, hey, we don't even have to look for a third. We could just hook up right now. Like, I just want to, like, bang this out. I'm like, done? Okay. So.
It's a good start.
Yeah. So we go to her place, and that happens, and that becomes, like, a regular thing. And now, and then we go on the Thrinder as a couple.
Now,
like,
what time?
As a couple.
We go on Thrinder as a couple. Like,
wait, you had to be banging out around, what, 3, 4 in the afternoon, right? You got to get home and get some sleep for that early.
Sleep.
I know. To do a morning radio show, absolutely. Like, hey,
so right away.
Babe, it's 7. We got to wrap this up.
First person, hot Asian chick.
Yeah.
How old is she?
27.
And into the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right away. God damn, that's out of the gate.
And that was the only, like... Every other time that we hooked up and we got a third in, it was all
so wait, you
of her.
Did go get the you came you got on as a couple.
Yeah.
And she brought the girls in.
Absolutely.
Wow.
She did it like every time.
You didn't have to do any. She was
I
your pimp.
Jack. It was great.
She's like, "Listen to what I got here." Well, she's got the golden ticket right here.
Yeah,
man.
She's like, "All right. You have hot Asian coming."
Now.
Also,
oh, yeah.
But wait, there's more. Included with your order of one hot Asian who's down for just about anything sexually comes with a funny midget. Bring out funny midget. Brad Williams, born in 1984.
Off of a fucking app. That's happening, man. I you gotta love the world. I tell you,
it's the best.
People just want to get. They do. Everyone just wants to fuck, and they want to fuck what they want to fuck, and they're so happy. It's
they
so easy to
down.
Do.
They
want to
get down, and now you
they
from
hot Asian and midget. He said
from an app, you can go.
You can
find
have
someone.
That.
You can fuck, and then you in the afterglow, you could use that same phone, use an app, and have food
Uber
delivered
ass,
to you,
yeah,
or Uber
ass
out of
here, yeah.
Whatever
God,
you want.
What it's all fuck.
It's all from your phone. Thank
glad
you, Steve Jobs.
Yeah. So glad I'm part of this time in life. That's good. So how many times would you say you had threesomes? Off of this specifically? 4. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. And then what happened?
And
then you moved back?
And then I moved back.
Oh, shit. She still hit you up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to work that, Brad.
Oh, you don't throw away hot Asian girl that's down for threesomes.
No.
You do not
let
that
down
one.
Not just down, but like organizing them.
Yes. Yeah. Like, yeah, she's my planner.
Yeah, she is. You have a threesome event planner, for Christ's sake.
I do.
God, good for you, man.
It's amazing. And it's the best. And yes, I highly advise everyone go on the Thrinder and make that happen for yourself.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I don't know if you're going to be that lucky right out of the gate. I guess it's just the luck of the Irish. I had to. Fuck this holiday. I hate it. I hate St. Patrick's Day. It's the worst.
Did you hate San Francisco or did you like it?
It's weird. I like parts of it. I didn't like the fact that I couldn't park anywhere. There's no parking.
Well, I'm surprised you could afford a place to live.
Ugh.
I think it is the most expensive city in the U.S. now, isn't it?
It has to be.
Beyond Manhattan, right?
Yeah. Right now, I got my apartment in Hollywood, on Hollywood and La Brea, and that's like good real estate. And I'm paying, all right, I had half as much space in San Francisco, half.
And you're in the financial district.
Yeah, and it was about 1.5 times more expensive.
Of course.
And that's a business area. Like, that's not where you walk. Well, no, you got the ballpark and stuff right back there on the water. But still, it's not a suburban area.
No. To be honest with you, there, even the suburban areas of San Francisco, as long as it's in San Francisco proper,
it's not suburban
areas. There's still no parking, and there's still, like, houses packed in.
I just want to know how Bob Saget afforded that house, a full house, man.
That's the five ladies, man.
That was the five ladies.
Culture, the five ladies.
There's five houses.
What's up, man?
That are right next to each other.
Maybe it's the painted ladies.
Next to a park, which I'm not sure what the name of the park is.
I've been to that park. It's
when you turn around, they're all right there. Ladies, painted
there's
ladies.
There's only five. Well, I mean, I know those houses. Five,
there's
are
more of them.
The painted lady. I think
there's five of them, but there's more of them. But yeah.
The Victorians.
I love San Francisco. I love the hate.
You love the hate?
He means the hate Ashbury.
Oh, hate Ashbury.
I was thinking the same thing. Like,
Golden
like,
Gate
what?
Park is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
You know what I love is the racism is great. Racism great up there.
It was. I experienced some racism up there when I was
you
there.
You did?
Yeah, I never told you this.
When I first moved here,
I went to when I worked at that hotel. There was a black girl I dated, and mm-hmm. they had hotels in San Francisco where we could get them for $50 a night. Okay,
nice.
Keep in mind, parking, like you said, Brad, was 30. 20. I think back then,
twelve years
ago, to park overnight, you're like, Jesus Christ, that's almost half our room rate.
Jeez, like, but $50 a night. That's cheaper to get a hotel room every night.
Yeah. And we were staying at like the Sir Francis Drake, like all these nice Kimpton hotels. They were all part of the family. And I've read too that San Francisco, I think it's a third of the city every night gets parking tickets, and it's intentional. Like they depend on that money. There's literally not enough parking.
Sounds right.
So anyway, she and I go up. And we're going through, I think we might have been near the financial district. Yeah, tunnel. And there were these construction workers, and there were black guys and white guys. No other race when we walked by them. And we're holding hands walking, and the black dudes were fucking chirping at me, and the white dudes were chirping at her.
Hmm.
And we were like, what the
fuck? They're getting racist together?
Yeah.
That's almost not racism.
Against both races.
Yeah.
And then we went over into the hate. And there was just, you know, there's always the, now those aren't devil worshiping high school kids. Those are out of high school kids, those kids.
Right.
Just bumming whatever they can over there. And we had just left, we had a slice with us in a box. We're taking it back. And a girl asked her if she could have it. And she's like, no. And she's like, you fucking black bitch. And we were like, whoa. And she stopped in her tracks. And I was like, let me have that pizza. Go ahead and kick the shit out of this girl. This girl's already on the ground in a sleeping bag. I mean, it's not going to be much
in
of a match.
In a sleeping bag?
And then
so she's just
said,
looking up like, hey, can I have a pizza?
And she wasn't even, she was like a deadhead. You know what I mean? She wasn't.
Not the kind of deadheads I've heard about.
Well, she fucking said that. And I was like, what the fuck? I thought she was going to kick the shit out of
her. I was there with your boy. Adam Ray, who mm-hmm. co-hosts your podcast with you.
The About Last Night podcast,
So I was at Cobb's. He was at the Punchline.
Oh, nice.
And it was him and Saratella, and we all went and got brunch together, right? So we're going out to get
like
brunch.
Like good white people do.
Like white people do. And we go to this brunch spot, and this white kid who's working there, right, mm-hmm. like the waiter, there's like a list to put your name on up front, and there's this older Asian gentleman holding his grandson.
Okay.
And he's trying to get his name on the list. And he says, mm-hmm. he's saying to the guy, Now, this guy's got his back to us, the waiter, and me, Adam, and Mark are all just waiting behind, and this Asian guy's to our, like, ahead of us on the right with the kid, and then the guy's writing on the list, and he goes, what's your name? I'll put on the list. And he goes, you know, he says whatever his name is, and the guy goes, the kid goes, huh? And he says it again. He goes, I don't know what you're saying. So the guy said it a third time.
Did you understand what he was saying?
We weren't really listening. We were just kind of watching this guy. And then the kid goes, can you spell it? And he spells it, right? And the kid writes it down, and then he looks back at us, and he goes, oh, yeah, just like it sounds.
Like, back to you guys. Like
to us.
Like, support me.
Like, hey, want to get in on this racist tip?
Right. Yeah.
We were like, what the fuck was that?
You're like, no, no.
Tell you this,
really.
Though. Great, great pumpkin pancakes. Great
Well, if Paula Deen has taught me anything, it's that racism is delicious.
Just don't talk while you fucking cook.
Don't talk, but man,
put music on and like, shut the fuck up.
If you can sprinkle little racist thoughts onto your meal, oh god, it's so good.
I was in Mexico with another black girl I dated, and we were down there.
Well done, sir. You love them, don't you?
I love all women. I just love beautiful. Whatever. Asian's fine.
You're beautiful.
By the way, did the Asian bring in hot girl? Were the women she brought in hot?
Yeah.
As hot as her, or she was the cream of the crop?
One was pretty damn good. The others were like, okay.
Threesome, definitely. Yes for threesomes.
Yes. Yeah, yes for threesomes.
I'm with you on that. That's a different number.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
that's a different
it
number.
Is. It's a different That's when you scale. Combine the numbers of the two women together. You're like, well.
Look, you're cute.
You into threesomes? You're fucking hot.
Yeah, it's like.
You're just fucking hot.
An 8 and a 3 is an 11. That's pretty
you're
solid.
You're right about that.
Good point.
So we were down in, I can't remember where we were now, but it was 4th of July, and we're walking on the streets, and across the street to our left is a club, you know, playing hip hop music or whatever, and right behind us is three white college kids. These non devil worship college kids. And they start dropping the M bomb left and right, like about the music coming out and stuff. And I'm just wincing, and I'm looking over at her, and she's looking at me, and I'm like, "What do you want me to do?" And she's like, "You know what I want you to do? Nothing. I feel like you're going to do something, and we're going to get arrested in Mexico, and it's not fucking worth it." And I was like, That's very mature. There's three of them.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank I couldn't you. Do shit. Thank God she wasn't that girl that was like,
I could have got two. I could have got two.
Now let's hit that all you can eat.
That's what I was worried about. We had not been drinking yet either at that point. We were on our way.
Shit.
Yeah, and they were,
you
mean.
Racist
and
asshole.
Then one of them.
My man's going to kill you.
One of them hit his friend to be like, there's a black girl in front of you. And then that's when you heard him just clam up. And we just kept walking, and I was like, oof. Same thing too at the Beverly Center. One time I was with a black girl, and
different
I got
one?
Mad dogged by a bunch of black guys on this.
Yeah,
one.
They
tried to. I asked a black girl out in college, and she was so cute, and she really liked me. But she was straight up with me. She's like, my family. She said her family wouldn't like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Racist.
It's like jumping the gun.
I'll tell you this.
Let's piss them off, girl.
Mm-hmm. One of the greatest moments of my life. We were at the UPS store. In Upper East Side, New York. Yeah, shout out to UPS Baltimore Hub, Joe Avenue,
Primary One. Good man. Job.
The UPS store? You were in that exclusive club?
Very exclusive.
How'd you get past that velvet rope?
Well, I was in there with my wife, and there were like three black dudes working in there, and they're super nice dudes, and I love black people in general, let alone black women are beautiful, but I love black dudes just because I want them to like me. And
so white.
I do.
So funny.
And I'm in there, and I'm with Kate, and Kate's got a big booty, and she's got, like, yoga pants on, and we're leaving.
So she's looking good.
Yeah, she's looking great. We're walking out. I stopped to check something out, and Kate's walking, and I don't know why, but I glance back, and all three dudes are, like, hitting each other, all checking out Kate's ass, and I look back, and I gave them, like, a, guys! And they're like, all right, man.
All right, man.
Like, nice work. And I was like, all right, man.
It's weird, because when stuff like that happens, you want other guys to check out your wife or your girlfriend because it's like
I was like, go for it.
Yeah, because you want it like to be like, okay, that
got a new cuckold app over here, y'all. Come over and bang my wife while I watch that shit.
You've been
watching
that app's
some
coming
crazy
if it's
porn.
Not out there
oh,
already.
It should be. It should be.
Fuck my wife app.
Fuck my wife app. Just like cuckold. It's just called cuckold.
There's a market for everything.
Oh, God. But like, because you want validation that it's like, okay, I've made the right decision and my girl's hot and okay, awesome. But then there's that line where it's like, okay, now it's too much. Now you.
Oh,
now,
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, these guys didn't cross that line.
Good.
I dated a girl that was born in Argentina who grew up in Arcadia, but she spoke, her family spoke Spanish. She spoke Spanish.
So did they speak the Spanish with a lisp?
Caballo.
Caballo.
So They would. She went. We went into a place one time.
Dos cervezas.
Yeah,
please.
That's
por favor. Oh,
and they have mate in the afternoon, like their tea and shit.
Oh yeah, I don't like that stuff.
So not me either. But I lied. She was hot. And anyway, we go into this place, and there's some guys in the back. They're talking Spanish or whatever. And she looks over at me. And she goes, "They're talking about my tits right now." And I go, "Are they really?" She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Are you gonna say something?" She's like, "Yeah, but not till the very, very end." And I go, "Okay." And we're talking, you know, she does her whole order or whatever. And then they're all like, "Okay, señorita," you know, doing all that shit. And she just shot back like, "Hey, you know, whatever it was, I heard you talking about my tits the whole time." Like, and I mean, their faces were just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Busted them and walked out. I've
been like,
out.
I want that in the house, man.
It was nice to see. Yeah.
Dude, I've had moments like that because I pretty much know every Spanish slang for midget. That's like out
oh really?
There. So like I know when guys out here in Southern California are talking about me, and I've had stuff in
educate us. What do they say?
Enano means dwarf. Chapalo, chapalito, nanito. Pretty much anything that ends with ito.
Ito. Little shit.
Unless it begins with judge.
Yeah.
judge Ito.
It's like, all right.
Come on, man.
I'll let that one slide.
I'll let that go.
I'll let that one slide. But yeah, pretty much if I hear Ito, then my like ears just like perk up. And I was in an elevator one time, and these guys essentially said in Spanish, they said, "Hey, check out the midget." But they're like, "Check out the enano." So I just kind of looked at him like, "Sí, yo soy enano, pero mis cojones son grandes," which means my balls are big.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh," like, and they started like cheering for me and stuff. Like, "Let me buy you a beer, man." But yeah, there's that moment where they go like, "Oh shit!" Like,
yeah,
he knows.
Sure. Have you ever been treated like that? Like ever going to in high school trying to date a girl, go to her house, brothers, family, anything like that?
I told that story last time I was here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, see, I'm glad I listened to the episode, or else I would have repeated myself. But it's happened a couple of times though. Like the one I told last time on my last episode was like the main one, and that was probably the most dramatic.
Hold on a sec, because as a comedian, we have pretty thick skin because, you know, it's probably the thinnest skin of all time.
Right.
But for
it's
you,
the process,
you got to, like...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we have thin skin, but then we process it differently.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I got to have thick skin. You have to. Because just, like, you guys can walk down the street and no one's going to stare necessarily and think anything weird.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, or say anything. But, dude, if I walk down the street, there's people... yelling shit out, like cars will drive by, just go,
really?
Like, oh, I so many times I've been just on the street, and then someone drives by, and like from the window, I just hear like, "Magic."
I'm sorry, I didn't know that was you out front.
What's the most creative you've ever got? Anything that you were like, you know what?
Yeah, we're like,
and that's hilarious. Because as a comedian,
well done.
Yeah,
it's like well, like as a comic. this is a family member.
Ryan will spit take right there.
My dad had a great line recently. My nephew was born, and I became like an uncle for the first time.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah, his name is Liam. I think he's about one now. But so right when he was born. I got to like hold him like an hour and a half after he was born, and like the whole family's gathering in there. And I swear to you, and Ryan, you just had a kid, so you know this. Like you look at a family member, and I can only imagine that it's enhanced when it's your own child. But like I looked at Liam, like oh fuck, like this is what love is. This is what this is. Like holy shit. And I'm having this moment staring at Liam and like realizing the most powerful emotion in the human existence, and my dad from the back of the room just yells out, "You know he's gonna be wearing your clothes in like 2 weeks." I'm just like, "Oh, you mother," like I'm mad, but I'm a comic, so I'm like, respect, dude.
Yeah.
Like respect. That's a good line.
That is good.
Yeah,
crazy.
So no one gets you like family.
Yeah. But you guys must be tight if you're, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I never know because I've never been there for I have five nieces and nephews and I've never been there for any of them.
Mm-hmm.
You met them?
Yeah, but I mean, some of them I've only met like seven times.
Uh-huh.
Maybe all.
But they live East Coast.
Yeah, I know. But still, at the same time, I'm saying you keep, you know, you keep close to your family, and I think that's
absolutely
awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I Skype with the damn baby. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. I just Skype just so he can get the fix. And
that's cool.
But like, he sees me, and God, we're getting emotional now on the crab feed.
No, you are. We're pretty detached over here.
Like, you don't give a fuck about your nephew.
No, I want to
fuck your nephew.
I think it's cool that you have that.
Drop kick that baby. No, but like, whenever my nephew sees me, he loves to like grab onto my beard and like he just likes to feel it. So like when he sees me on Skype and we're doing like FaceTime and stuff, he like claws at the iPad because he's like trying to grab my beard and that's
like that prison touch, man. Like that prison glass right there.
Through the glass. But it's like that moment where it happens. You're like, oh, that's my special boy.
Yeah.
That's nice. Do you want kids?
It's like now, I used to always
say, give me
say
two
I
more years
kids.
Of Thrinder, and then I'll
think about, I'll Wild think Oats. About it. Yeah.
Man, they just came up with Four Thunder, and I don't know, man. It just put things in perspective for me.
And like,
Four Thunder.
And like Four Thunder is actually four times three, so it's 12. It's 12 some.
There's definitely an orgy app coming if that's not out there, too. Oh,
it's called Harem, man.
Y'all like to fuck together? Just get on this app I got over. I'm working on some bug fixes.
Who likes to see some balls slap
right next to you?
Slap right next to you. Who likes to be so close?
Listen,
that
someone does.
Year?
Yeah. Someone out there does.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That app does exist or will exist. Shit, man. But family. I've always said I wanted kids, but now that I'm getting older, and certainly now that I see what my sister goes through, I don't know if I want them now.
Older? You're 31.
I'm 30. Yeah, that's older.
Oh my God!
You got plenty of time.
It's older than I was 5 years ago, and I was like, "Yeah, I totally want kids."
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I don't know. Maybe eventually. But, dude, all right, I'm gonna tell this story too. Here's another reason why I don't necessarily want kids. Cause baby Gates.
I just had to do math
that
in my head.
That shit we
dude.
Would never have.
Never even think of. Ever.
The only time I'm worried about a baby gate is if I fucked up my knee. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta snap over this thing.
Fucking baby gates, man. I can't.
I'm never going to be able to look at a baby gate now. I'm getting ready to have to put them up soon. So all I'm going to think is a goddamn Brad Williams.
Fuck baby gates.
My God.
Like, now I visit my sister, and, like, she's got the baby gates, like, all over the house. There's rooms in that house I have never seen. Because I'm like, well, baby gates there. I guess that stops me from going to that fucking room, too.
Just open it up and walk through it, man.
I don't know how to figure this shit out. You got to be, like,
they are
tricky.
They are pretty tricky.
You got, like,
But you know who can figure them out? Kids. Kids get right through those.
Yeah, they're good. They'll do it. They're coming with brand new eyes.
Baby gates. Jesus Christ.
I fucking hate baby gates. So much.
That's like, classic.
Which
dude.
Is so much of a passion. Because, like, literally, I'm, like, looking at my sister. She's on the other side of the baby gate. She's picked up Liam, and she's holding him. And I'm looking at her like, all right, you going to come back for me
you
next?
Grab
or?
Me now? What?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Like, some people have these baby gates in their homes. I'm like, yeah, I need a fucking... I need a Sherpa
you know what you need to
like get around your house.
There's a spelunk over those.
Spelunk over those. Repel, man.
Get a little.
Get that fucking caving gear.
I need a truck. Damn Batman grappling hook gun and just like scale it.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be tight.
Like 1966 Adam West Batman back in the day where they just turned the camera sideways.
Yeah,
that was right. That was the best shit.
That's right, dude.
Oh, God damn, I hate baby gates.
I put, you know what I do to Reed? We do FaceTime, but he wants to just attack the computer.
Okay.
And so I put the computer on, when it's getting close to the end, I put the computer on the floor so he's like can crawl to it, and he crawls to it. And then as soon as he gets to it, I grab him under by his chest, and I drag him all the way back 6 feet. And then he crawls again. And he just keeps, he never cries or complains. He just keeps trying. He's like, he's
your baby treadmill.
He's committed. Yeah, he's committed. And he's just like, and every time he gets close, he gets, nope. And I just keep taking him back.
Wait, that's so good. So you're with the wife on the FaceTime then?
Yeah.
But you have the kid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What? So you're taking the kid on the road?
No, she's on the road.
Oh, she's on the road.
Since he's
don't stand up now, man.
She's pretty good,
took
man.
His, took 30
she's
minutes of it.
She features.
She's killing it, man.
She's a big fan. I'd say since the baby's been born, he's just over a year. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably been 40 days that I've been home alone with him.
Wow.
Maybe 40 or 50.
Okay. So, yeah, so she's out.
Yeah, she's out. All she's right. gone right now, man.
Who's watching the kid?
Fuck.
He's right under the table.
Right over there, man.
There he is, man.
Oh, okay.
We got a playpen here at the All Things Comedy
Studio. Yeah, yeah. Just give him like a little goldfish cracker. They're fine.
That's it, dude. That's all you need.
Goldfish cracker in a jukebox. Fantastic. Dude, like, but that's the thing, though, is you always hear, and it's so cliche, and it's so, like, it sounds so dumb when you say it, because everyone says it, but yeah, you have the kid, you're like, oh, fuck, this changes everything.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, no-brainer. Yeah,
I mean, even if you're already successful, whatever, insert occupation here, doctor, chef, comedian, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Threnderist, whatever the fuck it is.
Threnderist.
It changes everything, man. Yeah, it's a whole new.
Are you a venture capitalist? I'm a Threnderist. I got in on the ground floor, thankfully.
I'm working on a new cartoon. It's called Threndercats, man. It's pretty good.
Just three Threndercats go everywhere.
They can still end the chant. Threndercats.
No, it's a Threndercat. There are a couple. There are a couple coming to get us.
Come on in here, man. My Threnders.
This is.
Do you have any buddies that have ever created an app?
No.
I had a buddy that created an app. He sunk like 40 G's into it.
And?
40 G's. It was dope. It was a great idea. And then he was going to sell it. He was going to sell it to a big company up, you know, in
Silicon Valley.
I can't tell you what. I don't know if I can tell you what it is, but it was a coupon app, pretty much. You know what I mean? And it was kick ass. And
like a Groupon type thing?
No.
Specific coupons for like your store, like you go on that day and go in, and I can be like, bam, bam, bam.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Like you get to a location.
Same idea I had. Yeah, so like you go into your local Vons or Ralphs or
wherever
whatever.
You
right.
go in, and, yeah. you know what I mean? The,
your
different
Kroger,
people have them,
Safeway.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, we get
Weiss,
it. We get it.
Whatever
right.
your ass shop, Giant.
How much is that bread? Not no more.
Not with this app.
Friend of mine.
Wait, hold on. So what happened?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Nothing's
right.
happened.
Oh,
he's still working on it.
Like he was going to sell it, someone to buy it. He was like, I'm going to hold on it, and like, dude, this was like years ago. I don't know if he ever did anything.
Oh shit.
With it.
Yeah, I had a friend who created an app, and you guys can look this app up. I think it's a great app. It's called How Much, and it's basically like a crowdfunding site, but instead of like your projects, it's crowdfunding dares.
Like, oh, that's cool.
So you say like, hey. If I raise $500, I'll run to the library naked and like say fuck you to the librarian or something. And then if
that's
you get
cool.
and then if you get $500, then it's like, all right, now you got to prove that you did it. Like you post the video or a picture of you like actually going and accomplishing the dare.
That would have been perfect to have back in the day. I told you the one about the two friends of mine had an ongoing battle where they had to one up each other.
Uh huh.
Until it got to the point where we were in a bar one night and a friend was making out with a 68-year-old woman whose 40-year-old son was bartending. And she had her hand down his pants, and he was up her shirt. It was unbelievable.
I mean,
but that would have been a great app to have.
At 68, I don't know if you're going up the shirt at that point. You can pretty much go down the shirt. From the bottom.
Actually, he was feeling her titties down her pants.
No one can even see it, man. It's nice. They've been married 12 years, man.
I was sitting right next to him, and I was like, oh, my God.
Was this a bet, or he's just like, fuck
it? Was an ongoing bet where, like, you do something. If I don't top it, you win, but I got to top it. And then everyone agrees, like, that top, whatever it was. And then
cut to your buddy making out with his son. Top that, play.
Top that, man. That probably would have been what it would have taken, but he tapped out after he saw what was
now,
going on.
Do they determine if it tops it before he does it or after? Because I would say if you do something,
you're
like, all right, I just did that.
I didn't top it.
There was no disputing this one. Like, no dispute. He was laughing the whole time, like just, I mean, tonguing her down and hand down his pants. And hand slash up halfway down her.
Oh, best day of that woman's life.
Oh, my God, man. That was probably, honestly, a regular, like, Saturday night for her at that bar. They were hardcore locals.
Oh, wow.
And her son's just sitting there. He didn't say anything. He'd probably seen that, who knows, a half.
He's like, how old are you, man?
Dozen,
he's
but
like,
way
32.
More.
He's like, new record, bro. You need a new record. Well, we gave you a T-shirt.
You got a T-shirt right up here on the wall. You
know? I'm always worried, and not necessarily worried, but always curious if, like, I ever have sex with a tall woman, and then, like, but, like, that's her thing. Like, she just bangs midgets. So, like, I get done, she takes out some stamp that looks like a Smurf and just, like, on the side of the wall. Like a
on the bedpost.
Like a Smurf. She's like, mind if we get a selfie real quick? Yes. I have to do a selfie.
Terrible.
She like does it like
Smurfs.
Like a fighter. Like a fighter pilot.
Why do you have all these Smurf stickers on your goddamn
You'll find out in 3 to 15 minutes.
Right here, yeah. What's the tallest woman you've ever been with?
6 foot.
Holy shit.
Yeah, 6 foot. It was a volleyball player from USC. And yeah, 6 foot tall. That was pretty awesome. Not
what,
gonna lie.
Have you that you know
smallest,
of?
Smallest, 3'7". So I got
really?
Range.
Whoa,
you got crazy
range.
Range.
3'7".
I got range.
Jesus Christ.
Motherfucker. Yeah, and it's funny. She actually is on TV now.
Cool.
Yeah. She's on the Little Women LA show.
Really?
Yeah. You guys know about that show?
I know of the show, yeah.
Yeah. It's basically, all right, Little Women LA is this show that's essentially like Real Housewives, but with all midgets.
Got
so
it.
It's like 5 or 6 dwarves, and they couldn't do 7 because that would have been too perfect. when they were doing the numbers, we're like, all right, we got to stop before 7.
Yes, guys.
We do 6.
We're capped at 6.
Or we do 8.
We start doing that, and then we're going to start doing specials on St. Patty's Day. Come on, guys.
But yeah, and actually, I was on, at the time that this podcast airs, it'll be like 3 episodes old, but I was on the last episode of Little Women Los Angeles, because they did, as a group, they all came to watch me do comedy. And
oh,
like,
right on.
Yeah, so she's sitting there, and then...
I feel like have I seen this?
Maybe. I don't know. It was on like a couple days ago. Or like there were clips being
I feel like I've
Facebook.
Seen a show where there was a comedian who came to you for advice.
And oh, yeah. That was that? That was Pit Boss.
Pit Boss.
That,
okay.
That was
I saw that.
That was the other dwarf TV show.
Okay.
I'm on all these other dwarf TV shows.
At the Laugh Factory it was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
Put that together, man.
Yeah. And that was Ashley from Pit Boss, who has so much material because she's a midget, a redhead, and a lesbian. Come on.
Oh, my God.
She goes to a parade every week.
She's crushing on Brenda.
She goes to a parade.
Dude, did you give her that as a bit?
I told her, I'm like, yeah, take it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's
yours. Go for it. So, yeah, so, no, this is another show that it's not my show. It's a show that I'm appearing on. And, yeah, they all came to watch me do comedy. And then, like, they
How'd
came
you do?
And I thought I did good. And then they came to talk to me afterward. And, like, two of the girls were like, that was the greatest thing ever. And then two of the girls were like, you said midget and you.
Oh, really?
And, like, you need to. Yeah. And, of course, like, on the episode of the show, one of the girls that didn't like it because I said the word midget, it just kept cutting back to her going, this guy is not funny.
Yeah,
and then,
right,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And then,
I don't get it.
But then
I just don't get it.
I didn't mind it because it showed me telling my jokes and then it showed the audience laughing because they were. Like, so you're crushing, the joke's doing well, cut back to her, he was not funny. No, I was.
Yeah, of course.
Look at the
she
audience.
She just had a beef because you were.
Yeah, because I said the word midget and that.
That's big in the community, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not.
I did not mean that.
Yeah, you did.
I did not mean that.
Nothing's
I would
really
tell you
big
right
in
there.
Our community. But yeah,
what are big issues
in the community right now?
I know lifts are big, right?
Oh, from the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of midgets really don't like being called midgets. I don't mind it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I've always said whenever you come on, you say that. You're like, no, I say it. I use it. So I didn't know people had a beef with you saying it. They do, huh?
Yeah, they do.
You're trying to create awareness. At least those people are. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get it out there. Like, and if you watch my act.
No, I mean, they're trying.
Bradley.
Yeah,
Bradley,
man,
I'm trying
to let
to
people
spread
know.
That shit.
Yeah, trying to let people know. You can say midget. I don't care. But a lot hate it. They're trying to say. I mean, this is a joke that's like I did maybe 8 years ago, but I still bring it up every now and then. It's like they tell me they're like, you call a dwarf a midget, it's the exact same as calling a black person the N word. And my joke is I always say midget, please. Like no,
that's right.
Like no, fuck no, it's not the same. So you can't compare it to. And so I just don't get it. And it doesn't have, like, those hateful connotations like other racial slurs have.
Right.
Like, when you call...
And you guys have always been able to vote, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
as long as they have a little stool going up to the little lever.
I got a stool in here, man.
Yeah, we can vote. No problem.
That's check, hit it for Carter. I want Carter.
Click it over for me, man.
Lever on the left, you asshole.
I love he goes all the way back to Carter.
Oh, it's the 70s for you, man.
Why'd you go back to Carter?
I don't know. I just liked Carter.
He could.
It just made me laugh.
You're gonna go Romney Obama. No. Carter.
So Ross Perot, he's gonna take it this year.
Bush.
Brad Boys voted for Bush. No, I didn't. Goddamn.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so I don't get it, but I had fun on that show. It was good. I got to do stand up on the show. I didn't have to do like something where it's like, all right, we're gonna set up a situation,
right,
where her new boyfriend's gonna get jealous of her seeing you do, like, no.
But then a hot Asian chick's gonna come in,
hot Asian,
and bring you some ass.
What about the Hulu show? When is that coming out?
Oh yeah, I'm on a Hulu show coming out season 2. It's a show called Deadbeat, and
cool premise.
Yeah, the whole premise is like, all right, basically, if the Sixth Sense kid grew up and became a huge stoner.
Okay.
So, like, this guy is a huge stoner, and he can see ghosts.
Is that your pitch in the room?
It
is this your
been.
Show?
No, it's not my show. I wish it was. I don't know whose show this is, but I went on and out, and I was scheduled to be just on for one episode, and then they like were like, oh, yeah, we like you. And they had me back for 6 episodes.
Nice.
It was awesome. Yeah, so I got to film in New York, which was great, and it's a funny show. So if you have Hulu, is Hulu Plus a sponsor, you guys?
They are now.
Absolutely. Hulu Plus.
Hulu Plus.
Proud. Whenever you want to tune in, we're here for you.
They're all proud. They're all proud.
Click on the microphone. Use the code word Crab Feast. Get your 1 month free
trial. There's
definitely
going to be some people like, I don't see that microphone on Hulu.
I mean, listen to Crab Feast anymore. The same
shit. And the promo
Hulu.
Code Crab Feast. Get 1 month free of Hulu. Hulu Plus. But it's only on Hulu. Like, it's not on Netflix or anything. Right. Channels or anything like that. So if you have Hulu, check it out. Deadbeat season 2. I think it comes out in April.
That's great, man.
So yeah, I'll be on there. It's got Brandon T. Jackson. He was in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, he's great in Tropic Thunder.
Dude, you know what else he's in?
What's that?
Brandon T., get out here, man. Tell us what else you've been in.
I'm waiting for it.
Someday we're gonna have someone.
Someday somebody's gonna walk in. Well, look, we're right there, about out of time. Why don't you keep finishing plugging your road gigs, your podcast here at All Things Comedy, Twitter, all that stuff.
Absolutely. To go back again, BradWilliamsComedy.com. That's where you can find the links to all my dates, like the upcoming shows in Omaha, Nebraska, Hartford, Connecticut. One nighter in Seattle, Washington. Hell, I'm going to Dallas, Pasadena, Cleveland. It's all up there.
I'm going to Dallas, Pasadena, Cleveland.
Cleveland. It's all up there. You can follow me on Twitter @FunnyBrad, Instagram @BradWilliamsComic, and throw up a 5-star hashtag. Let me know that you came here via the Crab Feast. I love hearing that.
Yeah,
and I love knowing that that your listeners are that dedicated. They're awesome fans. So, and also listen to my podcast with the aforementioned Adam Ray. Called About Last Night. We've had Melissa McCarthy on, Dana Carvey, Dane Cook, Whitney Cummings, Lisa Kudrow, Roy Wood Jr. Go listen to the Roy Wood Jr. episode.
If you haven't heard his on our episode, do the same. Oh, he's fantastic.
He is wonderful. He is so funny. And he, we have this Thai restaurant down the street from Adam because we record.
Toy?
I don't know what it is, but
no,
like
it's Thai, he said.
Toy Thai, man. Right there
Toy
on Sunset.
Oh, okay. And like we get Thai food from there all the time, but we also prank call them all the time. And we've had Arius Spears prank call as DMX
on the podcast.
On the podcast. So he's like, "Hey yo, let me get some of that shrimp fried rice." You know, he's doing that. We had and we had Roy Wood call and do a prank call. It was so good. He's so good at those.
He's funny, dude.
Fucking cracking me up. We had Jonathan Kite call as Jeff Bridges.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know anyone else that does a Jeff Bridges impression, only Jonathan Kite. So, yeah, he called him up and ordered his Jeff Bridges as the dude. He's like, "Hey, man, I just want some pad time." And they're just cracking up. And Roy Wood.
Wait, do they know you guys are pranking now?
No, they still don't know. They still have no idea. Killer. But we feel bad. It's like that night we always go and we get food from them. It's like, yeah. All right, here's some money. Like, right. We feel bad.
And then you walk in and you're like, has somebody taken that chicken fried rice to DMX yet? It's getting cold, man.
Hey, yo. Hey. I need some chicken fried rice.
Get it out of here.
Come on, let's get to move this, man. Let's get cold.
So, yeah, listen to those. Have fun with that. And and thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah,
it
is, man.
It's always so fun to come on this Crab Feast. Like, here's the thing. Some of the podcasts, I do a lot of podcasts going on. Some of them you go on, you're like, all right, I'm going to go through the motions. They're going to make me write shit down and do my bits or whatever. Fuck these guys. And you guys, it's just hanging out. Like,
that's it, man.
We're all friends. We've all done gigs together. I don't know how the fuck you got that scar on your hand, but now I'm very
nasty,
curious.
Man. I told you, I punched my arm through a whiteboard. Trying to come up with ideas. Nothing was happening.
That's ridiculous. But thank you guys for having me.
Great to have you on here. As always, jlarsoncomedy.com, jlarsoncomedy on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. And
people are pinning the Krampus.
And Thrinder.
Can't remember, man.
I am Ryan. Thank you, Brad, for being here. Thanks, it's always a pleasure. I am Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to you all next Tuesday.